This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Scaled Composites reports its test pilots flew the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 in its re-entry configuration for the first time on Wednesday morning. Flight Design has announced that its new C-4, officially introduced at Friedrichshafen, will cost about $250,000 or 220,000 euros and will be available with two engine options, gasoline and turbo diesel. The state of Connecticut has avoided triggering a flight of aviation assets as the state legislature passed a budget that does not contain the potentially devastating tax increases for aviation proposed in earlier versions. NTSB wants the FAA and EASA to require Eurocopter to revise its aircraft maintenance manual for helicopters equipped with certain main rotor blades to include additional specific visual inspections for trailing edge and skin cracks and deterioration. In a guest editorial yesterday, SpaceX founder Elon Musk pointed to the conspicuous successes of his company as evidence that selling the U.S. short in the coming competition with China and other nations could be the wrong thing to do. The first modernized TBM-700 has been delivered to the French Ministry of Defense by Daer Cicada. Korean Air has placed a firm order with Airbus for 5 A330-200s. And Walmart is joining Civil Air Patrol in supporting Wreaths Across America to observe National Military and Veterans Appreciation Month. More than 160 CAP squadrons and 4,000 Walmart stores are involved. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Jan Eggenfellner of Viking Aircraft Engines, who has created an aircraft conversion package based on the Honda Fit engine. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.